Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to episode 101 of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, we have some news from over the pond. We are at Halloween Horror Nights. Now, unfortunately, I'm not there, but our boy wonder, Sean, has gone over for his holidays to Orlando. So he's gone to Universal Orlando, Florida, to check out Halloween Horror Nights. Now, he had a fantastic time. I think you could tell over on our social media, all the updates he put up is making myself and Hannah, Martin and Kate very, very jealous. But obviously there's loads and loads and loads to cover in Halloween Horror Night. So I'm sure we'll be discussing that with Sean when he gets back to the UK. We can have a proper good discussion and compare it to when myself and Hannah went a couple of years ago. However, he has joined up with a few of our scare friends from UVE and Tim from Scare Tour to have a sort of brief discussion about all the houses at Halloween Horror Nights this year. So without further ado, let's take you to Sean over at Halloween Horror Nights. Enjoy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hey guys, what is up? It is Sean coming from Halloween Horror Nights, Orlando, Florida. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of my thoughts and reviews of the attractions and the houses here. I'm going to do it very quickly because I want to enjoy the night and get drunk, and I'm joined here with Jade, Seb, and Timothy. Tim's from,
well, as of today, Scare Tour.
Okay, brilliant. Yep. Scare Tour. And you got Jade from
Unlock Vision Entertainment.
Unlock Vision Entertainment, and so is Seb, but Seb is audio shy, so he's not gonna do the podcast because he doesn't like it. I'm joking, of course. So really quickly, the atmosphere is amazing. Obviously, if you've never been to Halloween Horror Nights, what are you thinking? Get it on your list. Do it 2019. Or if not, book a ticket to come now. Why not do it? Just get on a flight and come to Florida. Starting off with the houses, I am going to do I'm going to say my favorite haunted house or scare attraction here this year is Stranger Things. Obviously, it's an IP. It is amazing. Like, first off, like, the characters in there are so realistic. They must have, like, gone through, like, a whole audition process to get actors that actually look like the true-to-life actors of the Netflix show. It is just insane. It's incredible. Obviously, it's going to be it's Universal Studios. Tim, what did you think of Stranger Things?
I thought it was really impressive how they managed to get really lifelike looking Demogorgons. They were absolutely terrifying and they just came out of nowhere.
Oh my God, yeah, like the costumes were insane. Like, I want one of those.
Yeah, the thing that I thought was really cool was there are actually some Demogorgons whose, like, the mouth kind of opened up. It was really impressive.
Yeah, I think we got quite a lot of scares from the Demogorgons. What did you think, Jade?
I was just very impressed with how it resembled Stranger Things, the TV program. You walk through the sets and the costumes, and like you said, the actors who actually looked like the characters from the TV show. Absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed it.
So overall, like, that is probably my highlight attraction. And again, like Jade said, it was so true to life of the actual Netflix show. And I loved at one point they actually had the Stranger Things titles projected onto like a white canvas or something like that you walked through. And I just thought, and like they were zooming in and zooming out, and I just thought that was amazing. Anyway, moving on to my next favourite haunted house. It's got to be another IP, Trick or Treat, and I think I like this the most just because it's quite cute, it's Halloween, and it's everything spooky and cosy. Although it might not be the scariest, this is quite ironic because Jade, Seb, and Tim have literally just come out of Trick or Treat, and I mean, this is what they've got to say about what their experience. So they literally, like I say, they literally just come out. This is what they thought of it.
Okay, so Trick or Treat is one of my favourite houses here, but we've just had a little bit of a rough run through, which of course you're going to get occasionally. In the past couple of run throughs that I've had, it's actually been one of my favourite houses. Again, as you say, it's just cute and reminiscent of everything Halloween. Really, really good house.
But this is your time, Seb. Come on the podcast and voice your opinion. Just do it. Seb, are you going to do it?
That run through was just quite weak, really. It just lacked any sort of energy and was quite flat. Lots of the scares were in front of us or behind us, which didn't help matter. But we'll definitely give it another run through later.
I think the sad thing is, and well, it's not sad, but here, obviously, because of the crowds, they have to like get thousands and thousands of people through every hour. They have to do it in a conga line. So if you're expecting to come to Universal and go in one at a time, you will be mistaken, because you go in a conga line and it's a like, it doesn't stop. If you know like the Haunted Mansion at Disney and the Doom Buggies and that just keep going round and round, that's literally what you are. You're a Doom Buggy. Anyway, moving on to my next favourite. Again, it's an IP, Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. I don't know why they've done that, Halloween 4, and just not the Halloween franchise. Maybe it's something, I don't know, legal-wise, but I love the Halloween films. I got some really good scares, and I love the fact that Michael Myers does the kind of unique slash, and I just think it's a fun, energetic haunted house. What did you think of that, Tim? Or have you been for it yet?
Yeah, so this was actually one of the mazes that I was looking forward to the least. And when I went through it, oh my god. There is nothing scarier than seeing Michael Myers in person slashing his knife at you with those horrific sound effects. It was absolutely stunning. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I think one of the things here is they use the sound effects. So in case, like, for those of you that don't know, like, they have like this thing called like a reset. So basically the actors, when they do their scare, they press a button, a big flashy light comes on, and a big sound effect also goes in time with the actor and all of that, and it's an impact scare. What did you think, Jay?
Well, I'm just very impressed with the casting for this one, because all of the Michael Myers characters are really, really tall, so when they come out in their sound effects and their lighting effects, just the sheer size of these characters are enough to terrify you.
I wonder if they like wear like heels and we just don't look down. Oh no, they're all tall people. All right, Seb just shook his head in disappointment. Well, no, not in disappointment, in disapproval that I'd even think they would cast short people with on stilts. But no. Anyway, moving on to my next favourite. I want to say Seed of Extinction. To me, so, like, this is the title. Like, for those of you that don't know Seed of Extinction, it's humanity is extinct, wiped out by, can't even pronounce that word, oh, something meteor. In a wake, something monstrous has taken over. So I'm guessing, like, this is, like, weird creatures are ruling the world, and it's pretty intense because we're so used to, in the UK, like, actors dressed up and makeup and face paint. Here, obviously, in Universal, they use a lot of, like, props and costumes. So I shat myself every time. And I think, was it a werewolf that kept scaring us yesterday? Was it that in this attraction?
It wasn't.
Oh, okay, like, that's a different maze. But anyway, in this maze, I think it's just because of the fact that they use props instead of, like, well, they use props and costumes. So instead of, like, real-life actors and you see their faces, I think that's what shit me up the most. What about you, Tim? Do you remember it?
Oh, my God. I can fangirl over this attraction so much. It is the best attraction here. I just love how everyone just blended into the set. It just terrifies you because you cannot see them coming. Even though they're right in your path, you cannot see them coming.
Was this the one with the slanted floor?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yep. Oh, my God. And you get soaking wet in this one because, yep, like, they just drip water on you constantly. What do you think, Jade?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the big highlights for Halloween Horror Nights this year, especially for the non-IP mazes. It's absolutely fantastic. And like Tim was saying, they're so camouflaged. I've been through this multiple times already and I can't tell you where the scares are going to come from. They're just so well done. Yeah, terrifying.
Right, moving on to my next favourite. I kind of want to say, there's only a few left. I want to say Poltergeist, another IP, just because I felt like it was a really long maze and they used good effects. Obviously, Poltergeist is about, like, ghosts and the paranormal, and they, for me, there was a scene that really stood out where there was a door. It must have been like a Pepper's Ghost illusion, and it was a door that looked really close in front of you, and then suddenly it moved really far away from you, if that makes sense. That, for me, just kind of, it was really creative, and I just, like I say, I felt Poltergeist used a lot of good visual effects. As well as sound effects from the film. What do you think, Tim?
This was my second favourite. I just love how creative it was. There were so many unique kind of effects, and there was some good stilt walkers, some good puppets. It was just so creative. It was a maze that I was not convinced how they were going to adapt the film into the maze, but they really did it. They turned it out.
Do you know what? It kind of reminded me of Beetlejuice. Do you see why I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, definitely.
Just because it was a bit crazy. What do you think, James? Seb?
I can't disagree with Tim on this one. I didn't enjoy it, and it was more of a mediocre maze for me compared to all the others.
Okay, so we all just looked at each other and were like, what the fuck? Why?
I haven't seen the film, but I just felt it was very mismatched and didn't really go anywhere for me. And there wasn't, I personally haven't hardly any scares at all.
Well, I'm completely different. On the first night that I came to Halloween Horror Nights, Poltergeist rated my top number one. I thought it was fantastic, the special effects were great, and I have never been so freezing cold in an attraction before.
I think that's probably because we were so wet from other attractions,
this
maybe.
Probably...
I don't know. Right, moving on to Scary Tales. I love Scary Tales. It is a classic take... No, what is it? It's a take on classic fairy tales, and like it's twisted. So it's got Humpty Dumpty, it's got the werewolf, it's got Little Red Riding Hood, it's got the three little pigs that are terrifying, have jumped out on Jade a few times and shut her up. For me, visually and I don't want to say emotionally, that's not the right word, but because it uses like scents and smells, it really plays on all your senses. So for me, this is quite, like, I would like to see this as, like, a family event. Like, kids could go through this. Yes, they would be scared, but it's quite a cool take on twisted fairy tales. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, we had a really good run through it today, I think. I mean, it's just really cool how they've twisted some of these tales, and the facade is stunning with the witch flying over you. It's something that you don't see in the UK, and I really enjoyed seeing it.
Yeah, they need to have, like, more bigger facades at the start of an attraction, I think, in the UK. What do you guys think?
Agreed. It was a really cute, fun attraction. I wouldn't necessarily say...
He actually liked something.
Dun, dun, dun.
I really liked everything else apart from Poltergeist. But it was really cute. It was fun. It was scary in places. It looked and smelled great.
Was this the one where I got shot in the back by...
Yeah.
Who was it?
The soldier from Humpty Dumpty.
Okay, so the soldier from Humpty Dumpty shot me in the back with like a water gun pistol that just sprayed this mist of water on my back. And I think I curved my back. So Jade was behind me and I curved my back as if I had been shot. And I think we just laughed at that point because it was quite funny. Right, next one, Slaughter Cinema. This was a really cool attraction. Obviously, I think I'm right in saying they were all like... made up films, and before it's like a drive through. So before you go through like the scene of a film, they have the movie poster and like some audio, and then you go through like a scene of the film. And I thought it was really original, and I loved the idea, and the concept was amazing, and I'd love to see it in the UK. Tim, what do you think?
Again, I really loved this one. I just liked how fast paced it was. One moment you're in one film, the next you're in a completely different film with a completely different theme, setting, characters. It was just so much fun. It was just good zany fun with some really strong scares.
Yeah, it was really good. I think they used a lot of props in this one as well, and again the actors with like the lighting and the sounds makes for like a really good impact scare. Jade, what do you think?
So for me, this one, when I went through the last two times, I just found it very random. I didn't actually get the concept of the attraction. However, Tim kindly informed me about what was meant to happen and what it's based around. And I suppose this is where Express Passes has its downfall, because we just go straight in, whereas a lot of this attraction's storyline comes from the queue line. And that's something that I completely miss. So I'm looking forward to going through it now, knowing exactly what it's about and then understanding it fully.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about Halloween Horror Nights, is because not only is it an attraction, but like obviously because the queue lines are so long, they like to build up your excitement in the queue line with like a pre-story or a pre-show. Right, moving on. There's three left. And I mean, I would all kind of put these in the same category as being... So say if I was going to like rate them out of 10, I'd rate them all a 5, I think. Anyway, so Dead Exposure. This is kind of like, it's such a good concept and idea. So essentially, and again, I had to ask after the haunted house, like after going in the attraction, what it was about. But when I went in, it was basically a lot of strobe lights, a lot of flashing lights, and it's... The flash of the light captures the dead, so that's why it's called Dead Exposure. And I think that's a really, really good concept. And I think Universal have pulled it off well, and there's some really good scares. So there's a scene where there's loads of like zombie UV zombies, like with these masks on and like a mirror room. So it looks like there's hundreds of zombies in a room, and then suddenly like the flashing lights, and some of them move, some of them don't. So I think it's good concept, but I think they could work on it better. What did you think, Tim?
Yeah, I think they had some really cool ideas and there were some really unique scares, but it lacks a little bit of intensity.
Yeah, agreed. I hate to say it, it was too dark. Like every time we've been through it, like we were very stop started, because when the lights do go out, it's so dark that you cannot see anything, and it does, and then that throws your mind off. The last section of the whole house is really intense, and I really enjoy the last section when it goes to the daylight section. But when it's the strobing UV, I find it quite a challenge to actually see.
Yeah,
I don't know whether they've done that on purpose, but I think I remember now we came out and we said the lights could have come on a lot quicker than what they did. Next up, we've got, I'm going to do Carnival Graveyard, Rust in Peace. The sets for this, visually amazing. It's kind of like a hillbilly freaks, not freak show, but it's kind of like a hillbilly come freak show, like pop-up carnival style attraction. They obviously have like really good sets. They have like horses from carousels. They have like some abandoned ride vehicles. Again, it's all like rusted and worn. And it just looks visually good, but the scares for me lacked last night. I don't know why, but I think I was really looking forward to this, obviously being like a theme park geek, but I think it was quite low in the actual thing. So what do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the set was just absolutely stunning. I think it's probably one of the best sets here. But one thing that I found a bit disappointing was that most of the characters had the same kind of costumes, and there wasn't really much visual variety, and there wasn't really much of a narrative going through it. I wish there was a little bit more to it, because it could have been one of the my favourites, but
yeah.
It was kind of middle of the pack.
I think I wanted it to be my favourite just because of the like whole theme park thing.
Yeah, agreed. I was looking forward to the most. I thought it would be one of my favourite attractions, but it's really good. It's visually stunning. It's probably for me the most best looking house here, but the actual scare element, it was a bit flat. But it's very unique.
Yeah, and Halloween Horror Nights and all of their attractions have always got a purpose for their scares, but I feel like in this one it was just, what can we do that makes a loud sound, or what can we do that scares for the sake of it, rather than actually it tying into like the story. Like Tim said, there wasn't much of a narrative, it was just very random. So, yeah.
Do you know what? I reckon they were, because on our t-shirt, so on like on the Halloween, just going off on a side note, on the Halloween Horror Nights t-shirt, there's meant to be a maze called The Harvest. We're not sure why it got pulled or whatever, but I reckon, I don't know actually, because Carnival there is on the t-shirt as well, but it's a very hillbilly, it's kind of like a hillbilly attraction. So I kind of feel like if it was a rushed maze, I don't know. Did you feel like that? It was rushed.
I wouldn't know. I would disagree. Like how visually stunning it looks, they could not really rush that.
Yeah. I guess. Right, and then the next one, the last one, that I just feel was like, okay, what did I just walk through? Was Blumhouse. And I think we're all going to agree on how how bad this attraction was. So Blumhouse, as you know, is like a well-known movie company. They produce a lot of good horror films. But this maze just concentrates on Happy Death Day, which I actually really like that film. And The Purge. I think it's The Purge, the first one. The first Purge, which was the last... which is the newest film. And so it goes from Happy Death Day to The Purge, and then that's it. That's the end of the attraction. For me, I actually really enjoyed the beginning of Happy Death Day as the attraction, because you walk through... So for those of you who don't know the film, it's a bit like Groundhog Day, where a woman gets killed every day and she wakes up alive, and then she gets killed again and wakes up and gets killed again. She has to kind of work out who's her killer. And so in the actual attraction, you walk through the set multiple times. Obviously they're different sets, but they're all the same set. And I think that was such a cool and iconic kind of piece to the attraction, but nothing happens. It was just, you literally walk through the bedroom with someone dead on the bed all the time, and it just lacked scares. And then you walk from that into The Purge, which was just like random people running around with guns. And I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. And I thought it was bad and poor. What do you guys think?
Horrors of Blumhouse is Horrors of Blumhouse. That's all that can really be said. I mean, it's Halloween Horror Nights maze, so it's still good quality. It's still good fun, but it is by far the weakest maze. I think, I'm not sure I really enjoyed the Happy Death Day sequence, because it is the same thing happening over and over again, same scare, same thing popping out at you. I mean, it's a good mask and it works the first time, but after it gets repeated, it just kind of loses impact. And The Purge, I don't really find all that engaging to begin with. And whilst I thought the Purge section was the better part, I just think ultimately I would have liked to have seen something else other than Horrors of Blumhouse, or maybe even other Blumhouse properties like Sinister or Insidious. I know they had those two last year, but I'd have liked to have seen more, because I heard last year they only had one scene from Sinister even, so I'd like to have seen more from Sinister.
Yeah, it's a shame they couldn't have worked on that this year. What do you think?
No, I agree. I really like both films, and I wish they actually had two separate houses. About what lets it down the most is that as soon as you really get into one, the first section, you've finished it, and then the whole thing is quite short as it is.
Yeah.
And when we say it's our least favourite, it's still a very good, solid attraction. Like, it would do really well anywhere else. It's just that because the stand everywhere else is so high, that is the weakest in general.
I think maybe it just lacked that quality because of the repetitiveness. Repeating Happy Death Day, it's just the same maze. So I feel like for that, it just lacked. Anyway, that's the reviews. That's all 10 houses. We hope you enjoyed the kind of quick and improv podcast. We're going to enjoy and have some cocktails and just go through all the scare zones. What are you most looking forward to doing now, Tim? Not the houses, but like it just in general.
Okay, so I'm really excited to do Killer Clowns from Outer Space, because I missed that yesterday, it's such a cult classic B-movie film that I'm really excited to see how they translate it into a scare zone. It looks so much fun.
I can't wait to do that too. Jaden Seb, what are you most looking forward to do or experience apart from the houses?
Just walking around the park, really. It's such a... The atmosphere is amazing, and the scare zones are just incredible. Everywhere you go, there's clowns with chainsaws, or big clowns, or harvest creatures, or pumpkin people, vampires.
Like you said, just to sit and chill, have a few drinks, soak up the atmosphere. I mean, looking around and watching the crowds getting absolutely terrified by the scare zones is entertainment in itself, so...
Yeah, I can't wait to have a drink and just chill. And it's really fun having, obviously, myself and Tim, that are, like, fans of the Halloween, like, industry. And then you get Seb and Jade. I keep wanting to say Sam, but Sam's not here. I keep... Yeah, so what am I saying? seven Jades, it's cool to have their opinion and their like input on going through the houses, because they come out the house and they like sometimes say, oh, did you feel this? We could use that in there. And then it's like, oh yeah, that was just latex. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's really cool. And so that's probably what...
You ask us those questions mostly. I know.
I'm the one that mostly asks them the question. I'm like, oh, how do they do that? What's this? And they're like, oh, it's just dipped in latex and it's really easy. It's just rope. And that was mostly for like the Stranger Things vines. Anyway, again, I'm going off a side note and talking geek stuff. So thank you for listening, guys, and we will see you soon on the next podcast. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
So there we go, guys. Just a brief discussion between Tim, Seven, Jade, and our very own Sean as well. Thank you, guys, for doing that, taking time out of the busy, busy nights I've seen it has been over at Halloween Horror Nights. But yep, I've seen it's amazing. It looks awesome. I'm very jealous I'm not there. But I've got Disneyland Paris and I've got Traumatica coming up. So yeah, it's not too bad. So guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Scare Trap podcast. Like we say, just a brief discussion over on the Halloween Horror Nights houses. I'm sure after Halloween's over, when Sean's back in the studio, we can have a good full-on discussion about what his holiday was like over in Orlando. But guys, thank you for listening. You can always join us over on our social media as usual. If you guys have been over to Halloween Horror Nights this year, I know loads of us from the UK have been over there. Or if you're a listener over in the US, let us know what you thought of this year's event. I heard they really pulled it out of the bag this year. Stranger Things looks absolutely phenomenal. And guys, you can contact us through our usual methods over on our social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Just search for Scaretrack. You'll find us anywhere. The handle Scaretrack, or just search Scaretrack on Facebook as well. So guys, no excuse, interact with us. You can send us your selfies on Snapchat. You can send us your reviews over on Facebook and Instagram. Guys, we also want you to do a few fan reports. If you've been to an event that you enjoy and you want to tell us a little bit about it, send us a short 1 to 2 minute voice clip. You can do that via our email. Just go to your email browser and send it to scaretrack@gmail.com. That's scaretrack@gmail.com. Just a quick 1 to 2 minute little fan review of the attraction you visited. It'd be great to get you on the show at the end of Halloween. But it's not the end yet. We've got loads of events coming up. The next event, we've got some zombie chase games. We've got some immersive theatre. We've got some scare parks, some scream parks. They're the same thing, Mikey. But yeah, we've got loads coming up. So guys, thank you so much for listening to episode 101 of the Scare Trap podcast. And we'll see you next time. Bye.